Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Robert Dillon Schneider. Robert L. Dillon Schneider is a 20-year member of our Brain Trust. Bob has been hanging out with us a long time. He's the founder and the chairman of the Dillon Schneider Group, a legendary firm, a global management firm. He's got a Rolodex like you wouldn't believe. He's the author of something under 100 books, including Power and Influence, Civility in America, that's my new favorite, and a number of others, and we've launched most of them on this show. Bob Dillon Schneider, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on the show. It's a real privilege to be on your show.
It's good to have you back, Bob, as always. So, Bob, I believe that perversion and lies are not something to base an ideology on, a successful ideology on. And when you riot and create anarchy and destroy property, and you ambush people like police officers, I think that's a perverted type of behavior. And then when you try to call it some kind of a justice, you're doing it in the name of justice. I think that's a lie, and perversion and lies aren't sustainable. What do you think?
I think that every time Black Lives Matter does something, and every time, God forbid, a cop trying to do his job is shot, and every time a bodega owner has been broken into and people try to steal things and they don't catch, that helps Donald Trump. I think there is a great group of people in the United States who are fed up, and they're tired with all of this, and they're tired of the demonstrations.
What made the Democrats think that this was a winner for them? Because they've really, I mean, either tacitly, implicitly, if not explicitly, they have tried to, they've acted like not condemning this, if not approving of it, and taking overt steps in favor of this perversion. They've acted like this was a good strategy for them. You're saying, and I agree with you, it's a loser for them, isn't it?
It is. It's terrible. The party of Jimmy Carter and Walter Mondale and Bob Strauss is gone.
And Scoop Jackson, right?
That's exactly
and John
right.
And John Kennedy.
All of them. We have moved far to the left, and it's a real problem. And it's a problem for the country. But there's a huge group of people in this country that are sitting there quietly taking it, and they are very, very angry, believe me. We'll see on November 3rd what they have to say.
I just talked, and folks, we're not talking politics here. We're talking humanity. We're talking strategy, behavior. I was talking to a guy recently who's of Cuban heritage. His father was a prisoner of Fidel Castro before he escaped and came to America over 50 years ago. And my Cuban friend said, Cubans understand socialism. He said, we have an antenna that comes up with the slightest hint of socialism. And I was asking him about, he lives in Florida. I was asking him about Biden's trip down there. He said, it didn't play well with Cuban Americans.
I think the Latino vote in Florida and most parts of the United States is going to be down the middle or conservative. I think that's what's going to happen.
But typically, Latino voting has been 70-80% Democrat, hasn't it?
Yeah, but it's going to change. Look, on Black Lives Matter, where is Martin Luther King? Rosa Parks? Where is Whitney Young?
Right.
Where are the great people who are leading the Black March, making progress? Where are they? They're not breaking windows. Those guys. The guys today are breaking the windows.
But the other thing, though, is it's clear that Black Lives Matter is not really about black lives. Because if it were, what about that little one-year-old baby that was shot in his stroller? What about in Chicago? What about the seven-year-old girl, little black girl that was killed in her mother's car in Atlanta? What about the retired black police officer in St. Louis, Dorn, who was shot defending his friend's building? What about those black lives? Don't they matter?
They sure do. And, of course, what about defunding police departments?
Yeah.
When we got crime rampant in the streets,
yeah,
that's not a good thing.
That was the big Democrat policy that they sort of got behind. I mean, even Harris, Kamala Harris, donated money or she supported a fund to pay the bail of those anarchists. You know, Bob,
it's a moment of great danger.
As you know, my son is a police officer, and when these things happen, I take it personally, and I don't mind saying that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back and talk some more about current events with our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.